Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it cause I know I'm cute. Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. I be dripping so much sauce, gotta bend.
So I still contend the biggest story out of this whole Kavanaugh thing is not what he did or didn't do at a college party. It's where we are with some of our biggest media in the world. You know, Trump likes beating up on the New York Times, and I can certainly understand why. I want the New York Times to be better. I want them to be good. I want them to be a place that the whole world can go to and think you're going to get some serious, solid journalism that's just in pursuit of the truth. And man, did they do damage to that over the weekend.
I would agree completely. The Washington Examiner, on the other hand, still rock steady. And Tim Carney is the commentary editor for the Washington Examiner, also the author of what sounds like a really, really interesting book, Alienated America, Why Some Places Thrive While Others Collapse. That sounds like a future podcast. Tim, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
I want to read one of your tweets back at you. The last 48 hours, and you wrote this yesterday, the last 48 hours have had one of the most flagrant failures of elite media, and there is nearly zero visible introspection about this. How bad was what the New York Times did from a journalistic standpoint?
It was dreadful because it was obviously intentional. The two bits of information that they left out would have each taken about 8 words to include. Number one, after you say that Brett Kavanaugh has been accused of sexually assaulting a woman, maybe say the woman says she has no memory of it ever happening. That's not a lot of words, and it dramatically changes the story. And then when you are introducing the guy who's making the accusation, and you have a little passage where you get to describe who this guy Max Steyer is, you maybe say he is a longtime Democratic operative and lawyer for Bill Clinton. Again, that's about 10 words. But no, they said instead he is a executive at a nonprofit. As soon as I saw those words, I actually read this article Saturday night thinking, oh, do they have something at him? And as soon as I saw executive at nonprofit, I said, 10 seconds of Googling will turn up who this guy is. But here's the problem. Regular readers don't have the instincts, the ability. They shouldn't have to do all the extra work to figure out if
they're being lied to by the
New York friggin' Times.
I've got the time to look it up when I'm reading an article, but I just don't feel like I should have to check
because
and see if what you're...
The journalists are supposed to do the work for the reader, but instead they're leaving this is what my in-laws were telling me over the weekend before this story even came out. My problem is I feel like I have to do at least half an hour of research after every article I read to see if I'm being lied to.
That's the modern world. We've been talking about that for a long time. You have to do homework if you want to take in news now. From any side, you have to like, okay, I need to cross-verify that, see if anybody else is saying this, or if there's stuff left out. It's crazy.
Right, and so you end up with an America with two completely different, you know, hemispheres of experience and what they think is knowledge, because they read different things in different places and form completely different worldviews. Would it be fair, Tim Carney, to say that the bulk of the article was about an allegation that other people said this Clinton operative had talked about, and he was simply there, and this is roughly third hand, or is it fourth?
Yeah, so there's two different main accusations in the New York Times piece. One of them is the supposed corroboration of the Deborah Ramirez accusation that came out during the confirmation hearings. And the authors say that this was more corroborated than the main accusation, the Christine Blasey Ford. And I agree that this one is more corroborated, the Deborah Ramirez one, because in the Christine Blasey Ford, all four people who were supposedly there have said they have no memory of it happening or it didn't happen. In the Deborah Ramirez accusation, after this book is written, all three people who were supposedly there have said it didn't happen and they would remember it happening. So being denied by only three possible witnesses is a little less uncorroborated than being denied by all four. The Deborah Ramirez one, I recommend you go and check out on our website at The Examiner. Tiana Lowe wrote a piece called The Deborah Ramirez Corroboration That Wasn't. And then in a slightly different style, Byron York went ahead and went through all seven people supposedly corroborating that. And none of them actually heard – none of them even claimed that they heard Kavanaugh's name connected to it. And the one who did heard about it from somebody else who wasn't even there.
Oh, boy.
And he's now saying that he did it. So that was the Ramirez accusation. The Max Steyer accusation is a brand new one. There is one source. He's a Democratic operative, a fact the New York Times hid from us. And there's no other corroboration of the story, and the supposed victim denies that it happened.
We're talking with Tim Carney, commentary editor for the Washington Examiner. Again, on the big picture of what this does to the way people look at journalism, we got this text on a conversation we were having yesterday. Hey, guys, listening to yesterday's show, I'm absolutely one of those people who didn't vote for Trump in the last election, and I still really, really, really dislike Trump. But you better believe I'm voting for him the next time around. I'm so sick of the media and the progressive talk and the shaming and the political correctness by the other side. We're making the point that the New York Times and various other news outlets that think they're helping get Trump out of office or damaging him are going to get him reelected. How do they not get that?
No, it is utterly amazing. The becoming an activist, or in our editorial in The Examiner today, we say that it was prosecutorial misconduct by the New York Times to run that piece. And we call them prosecutors because that's how they're behaving. They're behaving like lawless prosecutors instead of like sober journalists. And that this undermines their ability to do anything. There are people at the New York Times who say, what we need to do is show people the facts to convince them of X, Y, and Z. And some of it I agree with. You know, I actually think that human activity is contributing to climate change, and the New York Times wants to convince people of that. But you know what? Anytime I've ever said, hey, actually, did you see that story at CNN, or did you see that story at New York Times? And it's a story I know is true because I've done the work. I've had all my conservative or even center friends say, oh, God, come on. You're going to trust those guys?
Yeah.
And I have to say, well, no, you can't take them on authority. But this one, please, this one is true. Just frittering away their ability to inform or convince people of anything. I think most of the journalism the New York Times does is good, but they do not have standards when it comes to things that really, really matter to them, such as defeating Donald Trump or saving Roe v. Wade. If those are on the table, it's any means necessary to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
Boy, well said. Tim Carney, commentary editor of the Washington Examiner. Two things, Tim. Number one, we will have links posted at armstrongandgetty.com so folks can find those articles you recommended very easily. Secondly, as I look at the New York Times explainer piece on their website this morning, off to the side, they're promoting It's a New Morning for Jennifer Aniston. Do you have anything about Jennifer Aniston in the Examiner today, Tim?
We will try to catch up to the times on the Jennifer Aniston B. We're not there yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's disappointing. Tim Carney. Tim, it's always a pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Good to talk. Thanks.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.